Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
I did it again. That was good.
Ivan, you're hearing Dr. Dave Stoop talk there, and
yes,
along with
Jill
Hubbard, two of the wisest people that I know, that I've known both for, I don't know, around 30 years or so. So we might stay friends. I don't know.
Maybe.
We sure have.
We've really been able to work with a lot of people thanks to the support of those who have supported New Life. And we want to be doing this for a very, very long time.
Especially
going
me.
Forward.
Very long time. Hey, did you get your new copy of Boiling Point in Polish?
I did, yes.
Hey, guys, that's pretty cool.
Nobody buys it in the United States, but they're going to buy it in Poland.
I am just hoping and praying that this is finally going to deal with that Polish anger that has been such a problem over the years. So.
Well, one of my books is in Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
The Secrets Women Keep.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That is really great.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. We all love getting those new translations.
And
it's so much fun.
And it's hard to know what that is. Unfortunately, they tell us where it is.
Yeah. If they didn't tell us,
we don't get a pick.
Yeah. Never know.
This is your Polish version. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what that is, that language.
Exactly. Hey, right there up on tv.newlife.com today is there's a special post. Let's see, what is that post?
Because you're cutting out.
It's one of my favorites, is my friend here, Dave Stoop, helping someone understand the concept of forgiveness. It's called The Selfish Act of Forgiveness. There you go. You can go right over there and see that. And Dave does a good job on that.
I'll have to go home and see what I said.
Yeah, you will. But right now, we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk with Ann. Ann is calling us all the way from Orlando, Florida. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
How could we help you?
Well, I have a question, and then I'll give you some background. I'm married to an unbelieving spouse, and I've been reading the Word. I am a born-again Christian for a long, long time, and I've been in this relationship for 30 years, and my unborn spouse is on drugs. As like I heard so many stories before, he's on drugs, but his problem is that he takes things from me. Like, you know, I've been sleeping with the car keys, and, you know, he has, you know, taken all the money out the bank. He don't work. He lives for drugs every single day. He's not always been bad, but when he got introduced to this drug, it just, you know, he has cheated on me. I've been a faithful wife for 30 years, still faithful. So about 3 weeks ago, he decided just to walk off and leave me. He has did this in the past, and this is, for the last couple of years, I've been wanting to let him go because every time he come back in with 7 times more demons. So I've been reading when he was willing to stay with me, I wouldn't divorce him. I'm not even trying to go to that point now, but in my heart, I really don't want him back. I want to let him go.
You hold on. We're going to give you some help right after this, and I'm sorry you've had to go through this. You're listening to New Life Live 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we've got people that want to help you right there waiting for you to call. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
Everyone at some level needs help. You may have prayed for help many times and feel like you've tried everything. Let New Life's Healing is a Choice workshop help. Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you deal with your challenge.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain.
Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
This weekend has been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a game plan to follow to help healing begin.
The next Healing is a Choice workshop is Friday, July 18th through the 20th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with practical tools to use to get unstuck, and I leave here with five new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Okay, we're talking with Ann. Ann is married to an unbeliever. Ann, did you marry him two unbelievers? Did you become a Christian while you were married, or was this from the very beginning?
I believe that, we were sort of like equally yoked because I was doing, smoking the marijuana. That's all I ever used to smoke was the marijuana, but then God delivered me from that so many years ago that God delivered me because I was always guilty. I never really wanted to really do that, but I was trying to follow the in crowd. I always loved the Lord. I always loved Jesus, but I gave that up, and when I was smoking the marijuana, we got along fine. But then when I stopped, our lives got out of control. We don't have but he went on to other things. I don't know what he's into now, right. But it ain't just the marijuana. It's other stuff that affects him, and it just
disease progressed.
My
thing was, I read the Bible all the time, and I was, with me being a saved wife, it tells me, say the sanctified wife sanctify her husband.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've been doing that for 30 years, and he has only gotten worse when I confronted him and told him, I'm not putting up with this. Enough is enough.
Okay, so what's the question for us then?
The question is, or the request is, I thank God for my life, and I thank God for peace. I don't want him back. I fear, he left. He know that I believe in the word. He know that I told him that Jesus was my husband because I read that. I just want him to leave me alone, and I just want the strength to go on and to let him go. He has left me so many times.
Okay, so what's the question for us?
How do I let go and not just let him go and go on with my life?
Okay, well, you need to start going to Al-Anon meetings, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what that is?
No, I heard of it, but I don't really know what it is.
Well, it's for people that have a hard time letting go.
Okay.
Of the addict.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to be easy, Ann, because he's very manipulative, and he knows how to get to you because he's been doing it for 30 years.
Yes, crying for 30 years.
So you've got to understand what you're dealing with, and the only way we all know how to do that is to get to Al-Anon. And get to meetings, and if you don't like the meeting you go to a different one, because they're all different.
But you have to go more than once, and you have to go on an ongoing basis.
You got to understand the principles.
But it creates a support group for you of other people who have had to do the very same thing.
Right. So how do I get involved in this?
Well, you look in the white pages for a phone number, and they'll send you a schedule of where the meetings are. And then,
or they'll tell you where a meeting is.
Or they'll tell you where a meeting mm-hmm. is. And you start going to there, and if there are people who are doing well and are winning the battle, stay there. If they're not, go on to a different meeting until you find a meeting where people are really understanding how to win the battle.
Yeah, and I think this is going to change your life, mm-hmm. and I'm going to send you a copy of our Life Recovery Bible, and I hope that that will help you with some of the steps it takes to let go. So you hold on, and we'll get that to you. I think a lot of people are wishing for things to be better, but they just aren't going that direction. A lot of times we marry thinking things will get better, but man, it is tough. Let's go to Leonard right now, who is calling us all the way from Gross Spring, Missouri. Hello, Leonard. Welcome to New Life.
Hello.
Hi.
I heard on the show a gentleman that is having trouble letting go after having killed a kid on his motorcycle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I had a similar situation. I wanted to comment on what I used to get through it. What happened with me, I was loading at a warehouse. I'm a cross-country
yes.
truck driver. I was loading at a warehouse. And after loading, I started around the building, and my trailer ran over a speed bump. Well, why didn't the rest of my tractor run over it? So I stopped, and it was a lady.
Hmm.
Well, what I did to get over it, first thing, I went to the Lord in prayer. Then, and it took me about 3 months before I could live with it, but today, I remember the scripture very clear. The Lord uses everything for the good of those who love the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what I feel this gentleman needs to do is look at it. It sounded to me as though he had done everything possible to where he couldn't, he had done everything in his power to avoid it, and it couldn't be avoided.
Yeah.
That wasn't his fault. This is the same thing that happened with me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my fault.
Right.
And
okay.
So I looked it over and looked at that, and I tried to look for the good in what happened. And what I feel the gentleman needs to do is realize this, that the Lord orchestrates everything to do something in your life.
Okay.
And
that's great.
What he needs to do is forgive himself.
Yes.
And then do something with it. He mentioned he had some other friends in similar situations that couldn't get it over. Start a small group with them, and
it is a great idea. It's a very, very good idea. Well, I'm going to send you a copy of Dave's book, Forgiving the Unforgivable, and you may want to pass that out to somebody else, but because it sounds like you're really reaching out to people who've been through exactly the same thing you've been through. So thank you for calling us. Let's go to Kelly from Louisville, Kentucky. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How could we help?
Well, you have the most patient screener because this is a little complex, but she was very helpful.
okay.
My husband and I have been in, we're not in ministry, but my husband has a seminary degree and we've been, and has done some mission work. And we've been involved long-term in a denomination that we've always loved, but we're at a place where we are very concerned about some things, some changes are taking place, and mostly not necessarily with what's believed, but the way we're seeing people treated.
Like what?
And there's this, it's a reform movement trying to pull the denomination back to doctrines of the past, which we supported. There's some good things that have been let go, but return to church discipline. I've seen used as an excuse to try to control and bully church members. And then there's things coming out, there's lawsuits, there's all kinds of things associated with this movement, not just in our denomination, but in the movement. Because my husband has a degree from a seminary associated with this and everything, it's very hard for him to consider moving away. But yeah, we both agree this is not good at all. We've seen some really bad relational dynamics. They're extremely toxic. Hyper-authoritarianism, it's just not healthy.
Wow.
But it's very, very difficult to explain to our children, you know, all that stuff we taught you. We still believe it, but the people that are dealing with it are not healthy, so we need to find something else healthy. So when we move to another situation, they don't believe the same way we believe. Now, they do believe the gospel and salvation. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's things that are different. So it is very difficult. My husband has retirement and a seminary degree and all kinds, you know, wrapped up in this denomination, and we are really struggling with how do we move toward things that in the past we've said, no, that's not good. That's not why we don't. That's why we don't go there. But what we've been in is not good either anymore.
Well,
so when you've been toxic, I mean, it's turning toxic. It grieves our hearts, but we don't know how to really move.
Okay.
Well, if you don't have a voice in that reform movement to be able to challenge some of the behaviors that are hurtful, and you watch that, you really can't stay, can you?
No,
because
not at all.
Then you're kind of giving tacit approval to the things that are hurtful.
Right.
It is tough, especially when you have a connection with a denomination. And I'm in a church now that's going through a shift in terms of its affiliation, and I'm delighted that they're able to do it. And our church has handled it very peacefully, and I know other churches that are trying to do that have really had a lot of contention, and it's a tough thing. And so you're trying to get away from something, and then you get, like you said, you create a monster in trying to get away from something that feels like a monster. But I would just kind of wander around and check out a couple places and feel maybe even get some people together and form a small group where you get some support for what you're dealing with without having to relocate in your church. Just kind of pull back a little bit. That might be a way you can handle it.
You know, Jesus did throw in there that sometimes we just need to knock the dust off of our sandals and move on.
Right.
Yeah. Especially
because
when we're helpless.
Nothing stays exactly the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are either growing and moving forward or they're digressing. And with people, you know, a lot of people start off good and then get askew.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think to not deal with that, to not call attention to that, Kelly, then you become part of the problem as well. So,
yeah.
But it's devastating. You guys are going to mourn the loss because, you know, a pastor, I mean, it's your social life, it's your community, it's everything.
30 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's been a lifetime. So it's going to be a bit of a sad season for you all.
Well, we've said it here many times. Often the right thing is the toughest thing.
Mm-hmm. The higher road.
Steve and I were involved in a church some years ago, and the leadership brought us in to try to orchestrate some healing. And the pastor kind of dumped it all, and we couldn't stay. And there was about half of the board that couldn't stay, because to stay would be to support the misbehavior. And it was
tough. Did you have children with you in that, and how did you handle your kids?
Yeah, we had kids, too.
I did.
And basically, you know, for I don't know what Steve did. I know what we did. We kind of wandered for a while.
Yeah.
But we had a small group of people who were involved in the leadership that left, and we met together weekly, and that became our support system until we found a church that we could become a part of.
I remember the day sitting in that church and hearing him preach, and after all of this had happened, Dave, and I just looked at my wife and I said, that's it. We're not coming back. We can't do this.
Yeah.
We can't support this. Very tough.
And Kelly, it's a life lesson for your kids, and
mm-hmm.
they're seeing their parents have to do the really tough thing. And I, you know, you don't do this lightly, just like in a divorce situation. You do it after you've tried everything else, and the other side doesn't come around.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. That's very helpful.
All right. I'm glad that you called, and let me send you a copy of Walking Into Walls, and I hope that will help you there, and because there's a lot of stubborn resistance and probably a lot of arrogant entitlement right there where you're going to church. I hope it'll be helpful to you. You are listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Don't forget about tv.newlife.com, and it is fantastic. You know, one of the persons said, "This is changing my life." And it really is life-changing television. It's therapy on demand. You get to choose when you're going to see it, what you're going to see. But at least give it a try and see if this isn't one of the most helpful things that you've ever been a part of. It really does bring home the truth in a brand new, more effective way than ever before. It's tv.newlife.com.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back, and if you have not attended an Everyman's Battle workshop, there's one coming up July the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And if you've been struggling with just trying to be a good Christian man rather than a bad little boy who looks at dirty pictures, this will fix all that. I'll tell you, it's a great one. And so you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us tell you all about it. Or the Women in the Battle workshop is also coming up, and that's in August, and it's in Dallas, Texas. And I think you'll really enjoy that. And we've got so many great things to offer you. You know, we were talking to that the unequally yoked woman earlier. It made me think of the young fiance who called her mother in tears. She was a Christian, and she said, I am so upset because my fiance just told me that he doesn't believe in heaven or hell. And her mother said, "You just go ahead and marry him, and before I get through with him, he'll believe in hell." So I don't know that that's a good way to go, but you know, you need to be careful.
Well, there are some mother-in-laws that fulfill that.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately,
that's true. All right, let's see. Let's go to Denise calling all the way from Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Denise.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you? Speak right up. We want to hear every word you have to say.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for taking my call. I'll get right to the point. I'm calling because I would like some advice on my marriage. I'm not quite sure what to do at this point. I've been married for 21 years. My husband is narcissistic, and he, just to give you a quick idea of what the problem is, he feels like his money is his money, even though mm-hmm. I put our money, we both work. Well, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. But I put my money into, you know, one account. He hides his. I could not tell you to save my life how much money he makes when he's working. He now has his own business, and so he really keeps it from me. I don't even see the income taxes.
So you're really wanting to know how to, or if you could, be able to connect with a man like this. Because you guys are totally disconnected, right?
We are. In fact, we don't communicate well. If I call, if I tell him that, you know, if I want to talk to him, I have a problem, and I say, you know what, I really have a problem with you not sharing your income with me. And he says, he'll just say back to me, well, I have a problem, other problems with you about other things. I just can't communicate. He will not tell me his income. He will not tell me about his bank accounts. If he died today, there's no way I would be able to sustain my home because I have no idea where his money is.
Yeah. You know what's underneath that narcissistic outside, right?
Insecurity?
Well, there's a scared little boy there who's incompetent at living life in reality. And so everything is a reaction that protects him, or he thinks it's protecting him, and it's hurting you, and it's hurting the marriage.
Right, and we do have, you know, children. And the big problem is that he doesn't feel financially responsible for me. So I have to take my income, and I put that towards our mortgage, and he does whatever he wants with his. He will come home, and he has bought a car. Now, if you look at him, you would say he's very successful, both educational-wise and, you know, in his own business.
But well, let's hear from two great therapists about what they think would be the best advice that you could get. What do you guys think?
Well, there's definitely a you know, Denise, how he is treating you, I mean, to kind of go off, Steve, what you were saying, how he is treating you is just that evidence of how scared he is and the lack of trust that he has for anyone. And what happens is that then you get really angry about that, probably, and that just reinforces that lack of trust. But the situation that you're in, you know, isn't acceptable. And does he pay any of the bills? Or are you supporting everything?
He will pay the bills. I mean, he will if he's got the income because he's in his own business. But I am, you know, anybody that strokes his ego is above me. I mean, when he gets mad at me, he swears at me. He calls me horrible names. The things he says to me are very hurtful, which is why I really do want out of this marriage. You know, I don't even know if I can say this on radio, but he says, you know, having sex with me is like having sex alone by himself. That's what he uses me for. That's what he says.
There you go. Okay, so... So,
yeah,
what
so you really don't. So, Steve, you're right. You really don't have a marriage, Denise.
Look, Denise, you're focusing on the money, mm-hmm. and you've got bigger problems mm-hmm. than the money.
I'm not focused on the money. I just use that to explain.
Gotcha.
That symbolizes the whole thing. Yeah.
Could you get him to a marriage weekend by any chance?
You know what? We've done marriage retreats. He calls himself a Christian, but I say if you don't feel that, you know, your actions are counter to what Christ says, you know, when we've even had marriage counselors, he walks out, he will not do his homework as soon as he's confronted.
Yeah, but our marriage weekend is quite different than all of that. And
No, I have not gone to yours.
I think you could find some hope and help and healing there.
We've seen miracle things happen to couples.
Miracle after miracle.
But I think, as long as you keep pointing out what's wrong, he's going to not trust you. You said that people that stroke his ego, somehow you've got to get past him thinking you're the enemy.
Yeah. Because there's no book entitled Criticizing to Christ.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back, Steve Arterburn. And I hope and pray that if you are a woman who has been involved with a man who has a problem with sexual integrity, that you will call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and join the other women at Women in the Battle. It is a great time of healing, and you end up developing some friends for life. That's August the 8th through the 10th in Dallas. And then Healing is a Choice is coming up next. And it is let me read you a testimony from Jean. She says, before I went to that weekend, I was desperate for healing from the bondage of sin. I've been in for decades that has resulted in unwanted weight issues, broken relationships, a strange marriage, and feelings of worthlessness, rejection, abandonment, and belief that I was unloved and unlovable. The weekend was an unlocking of a prison door. I believe with all my heart now that, and not just with my head, that the Lord loves even me. I feel empowered to change by surrendering all of me to God and being truly humble without fear of failure. God is able to do immeasurable more than I could ever imagine. I left with hope and excitement to begin living in freedom and the desire to be willing to surrender everything to the one who surrendered everything for me. Wonderful, wonderful testimony. That could be you if you would let us work with you at Healing is a Choice, coming up in D.C. in August. All right, let's go back to our phones and let's talk with... how about Corey? Corey is calling from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hello, Corey.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better than I deserve.
Okay.
My question is I was in a relationship for 3 years with a gal, and I'm the only father figure that's in her daughter's life. Her biological father is not in her life at all, doesn't know him. She's, of course, over the last 3 years, come to the point where, you know, she writes about me in her school reports and stuff as dad and draws the pictures of the family and all of that. Well, that relationship has, I guess, come to an end recently. And trying to decide, what do I do? I don't want to be that father figure that walks out on her again. How do you handle that situation? What should I do? Should I stay involved? Is just, you know, I guess a father role model in her life. She's 8 now. You know, like I said, you know, met her when she was 5. So I am all that she knows in that role.
Hmm. Well, let's hear from
Jill,
and then I'll
her mom say.
That I don't know. I guess we haven't really talked about it a lot. You know, like she invited me to her softball game the other night. I couldn't make it because I was at work. You know, I just don't know how that'll go. I mean, it's a fresh kind of a split.
Okay.
So,
who invited you to the baseball game?
What's that?
Did the daughter or did the mother invite you?
Well, the mother had said, hey, you know, she's got a game, you know, at 6 o'clock.
Okay. So she wants you to still be involved.
And who initiated the breakup? Was it mutual?
Well, it was me, and the reason was, is over the last 3 years, she's kind of, via Facebook, text message, other things, there's been a lot of, I guess I'd say, males behind the scenes, that things have happened,
yeah.
Flowers have shown up, you know, stuff like that. And so her daughter's cheer coach and her kind of started hanging out, and she went over there a couple of times late at night, and I told her, you know, that's kind of drawing the line. And I said, you know, I can't continue to date you if your daughter's still going to go to this cheer thing and you're going to be involved with this gentleman every, you know, several times a week. And on top of that, they have I guess it's an 18 and older team, and he had asked her to join that, and she was thinking about joining it. So she would be involved very, I guess,
mm-hmm.
regularly
a lot with this guy.
So,
yeah.
I think you did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I think you can stay in this little girl's life and be a mentor and supporter and cheerleader for her, because she has developed this attachment to you.
And it sounds like you're a little more consistent, but I think you should probably talk with her mom and say, you know, how do you envision this? And mm-hmm. and just put out there that your concern is for her daughter. And that, you know, there may be some kind of in-between role, like you're another adult who cares about her, not necessarily the dad. But
yeah, yeah. And I'm not thinking, I don't think we're thinking in terms of every other weekend
no,
kind of stuff.
No. But just not to disappear.
But remembering her on her birthday and mm-hmm. Christmas and other times and texting her occasionally, I think it'd be wise, as long as the mother is willing to let you stay connected to the daughter.
Yeah, I think, and taking her for ice cream and different things like that would be good.
Yeah.
Right. And in taking maybe a step back, it would be more of a gradual kind of fading, maybe not to fade out completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But a gradual stepping back. And the idea that, you know, sometimes we are close with people, we have good friendships, and then there's times where, you know, people go different ways, and that's part of life. And you could be a model for that. We don't disappear completely.
Sitting down with the, after you talk to the mother, sitting down with the girl and saying mm-hmm. what Jill just said, you know, but I want to stay involved, and as long as you're comfortable with it, and we'll do things periodically. I'll text you occasionally. You can text me when you want to, and then you remember her birthday and mm-hmm. things at Christmas, like you would if you had a niece that was, you know, related to you and you wanted to stay involved
yeah,
with your niece.
Yeah, like a good uncle.
Yeah, like a good uncle. That would be the good picture. But I wouldn't use that word with her, but I would, you know, let her continue to think of you as a father figure.
Okay, and I really applaud you for caring about this and wanting to do the right thing, and I wish there were more men in the world like you, and God bless you. Mm-hmm. And
hope for that feeling something the responsibility. Said,
yeah, because I'll tell you, it's painful being a little girl in a divorced situation anyway, and to have a really loving man be replaced by the cheer coach that might not be is kind of a tough thing to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or just to have a revolving door of men is not a good thing.
Yeah.
No, it certainly is not. All right. I'm glad you called, and let's go to Joe. She's a Club New Life member. Hi, Joe. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on in your life today?
Okay. Well, what's going on is I have a 27-year-old daughter, and she has embarked on years of self-destructive behavior. And my husband and I, the question that I have is, what can we as a family do to help her? A little background, she's a professional. She went to law school, and in law school, she started taking Adderall. Mm. And she's been on that for, quote, ADHD, which my husband and I, we really doubt that, but that's something else. But she finds herself, she gets into these destructive relationships with these men who are basically underachievers. They put her on this pedestal. And then when they break up with her, she just becomes depressed. In high school, it was to the point where she cut herself over the breakup of one relationship, this most recent one. I guess he decided he no longer wanted to be in a relationship with her. And she just left work and didn't come back we didn't hear from her for almost 8 days.
Wow.
So she said she was severely depressed. So
was she close to your husband when she was growing up?
And my husband, that's what he was saying. He said, I don't know what I did. He said, I always affirmed them. I always, you know, told them that they were loved. I hugged them. He says, I don't know if it's something that I did. He's racking his brain. He asked me, was there something, do you know if I did something? And
I don't,
at a loss.
That often goes back to the father, but I don't think in this case it does. Mm-hmm. I think it's something different than that. And
are you going to tell us after the break what it is?
After the break, what I think
it is. Okay. All right. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you need some help. And then another great source of help, of course, is that tv.newlife.com. There are some brand new programs up there that we've just been doing in the past week. I think you're going to love them. And there are some that are there that you don't have to be a member to see, but you can check it out. Of the tv.newlife.com family. But you got to go see it to believe it. We'll be back.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the 7 things that you need to stop right now, and the 7 things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back with Dr. Dave Stoop, who is going to reveal to us answers yet unknown.
But can I just ask real quick, Joe, how many kids do you have?
Two daughters. They're 21 months.
Okay, is she the older or the younger?
She's the oldest.
Okay. Go ahead, Dave. Yeah, lay it on us.
My sense is that she's a very, very competent young lady. To get through law school, mm-hmm. and all those things, she's very competent. And often a competent woman has a tough time finding a competent man that doesn't intimidate her. So that's why I don't think it's connected to Dad. It may be connected to both of you, and that you somehow never really got connected emotionally with her in a way that was meaningful to her. But she looks at these lower level guys who don't measure up to her, and it's like a project, and she's so competent she's going to fix them. And then when she fixes them, they're done and they want to go off somewhere else because they don't need somebody that's going to mother them. My sense is that she needs to get into relationship counseling, mm-hmm. because her relational skills are not very high, where her achievement skills are extremely high. And that draws, mm-hmm. that draws men who want to use that person. And then when they're done using them, they leave. And
right.
Then she's also
then
drawing
she's
them
devastated,
like that.
Right? When leave, because she's invested so much energy into them.
Yes.
And see, they see her competence. They don't see the dependency that's underneath.
Or the need. They don't even see her needs.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, she's fixing them so that then they can take care of her.
I think that is really good insight. And I hope that is helpful.
But
to you. I'm going to send the
get her
secret
in the counseling. Both Jill and I just were talking during the break that's essential that she get into some counseling to understand her relationship patterns and changes them.
I'm glad you guys were talking at the break. All right, now let's go. We got a little bit of talk.
What are you going to send her?
I'm going to send her. What was that about?
How we love.
Okay, how we love. Yeah,
how we love.
Right. Now. I don't have a lot of time, but I want to talk to Kyle. And so, Kyle, you're going to have to give me a question really quick so we can answer it because we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, so I'm going to start off with my question. Thanks for taking my call, by the way.
Sure.
My question is, I want to be in a relationship, but I don't want to get married. And I'm not exactly – so my question is that something I need to work on? Is that a mindset I should work on, or is that just something I should accept about myself?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
And why do you not want to get married?
It just seems like over time, it just kind of seems like, from what I've seen, that, I know that this is true in men too, but that women sort of lose appreciation for you. They start, I don't know, it just seems like over time, it feels like women are more and more comfortable just dumping on you, and it just kind of seems like the work goes out of it.
But, Mom and Dad have a pretty fun relationship when you were growing up?
They're still together, and they're fine. It's just that every girlfriend I've had just seems to be more and more comfortable. Just sort of sees me as more of an outlet for just voicing problems, and it gets tiring. And I just don't see myself ever in a situation where I'd want to sign up for that 24/7.
Well, I would encourage you to continue to date and never, ever trap a woman by asking her to move in with you.
Or to sleep with you.
Or sleep with you either.
Because that traps a woman as well.
Because you're going to draw her into you too deep, and you're going to hurt her.
Well, that's why I was wondering, what kind of relationship were you wanting to have? You'd like to date, but if you want some of the benefits of marriage, you know, without the rest of it, then that's really an unfair situation.
And it doesn't have to be that way where the relationship deteriorates. Look at Dave and Jan. I mean, they're a great example of having the time of their life right now, later in life.
And some of it is learning how to deal with that. I mean, couples are supposed to help contain each other. And it's interesting that you said that women tend to take the guy for granted. I think it's women usually tend to invest more when they're secure. And that's when men tend to de-invest. So as men de-invest, then women start complaining. Right?
Because it's a cycle, and you're a part of that cycle.
Yeah.
So date and keep your eyes open for somebody that might be an amazing human being to spend the rest of your life with, okay?
But I'd spend some time trying to understand why you see marriage this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even get into counseling with somebody to
good
explore
idea.
That.
All right. Glad you called, Kyle. And I'm going to send you, is this the one? Hope you find her. And we're glad that you called us.
Some gal's going to knock him off his...
Even George Clooney is getting married, right? Didn't you guys hear that?
Yeah,
well,
I did.
It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay. Well, it's yet to be seen, but it's farther than it's ever been, right?
Do you have a little thing for George? Or?
Well, we're...
No, he's just one of the most eligible
bachelors, he's one of the most eligible.
People magazine and other.
I think you should have let her answer
that. Oh, okay. Excuse me.
All right. Hey,
he's not ugly.
We're glad that you joined us. And please check out tv.newlife.com. Dave Stoops got some amazing stuff on there, as well as Dr. Jill Hubbard. I think you'll like it. You go to the search engine, and you just plug in what it is that you want to see or hear about or learn about, and you'll find that segment. And we're adding new segments every single day. It's not like going and watching a one-hour television show. You just go and you watch the segment that you want to see, that you want to learn about, and it might be 30 minutes, but most of them are more like 15 to 20 minutes.
Some of them are even shorter than that.
Yeah, we need your help here at New Life. It is the summer. The summer's always tough for us, and we just want to stay doing what we're doing. But we have to pay for the radio, and it's harder to do it in summer than any other time. But why we want you to support us is because you believe in the mission of transformation. We're not here to make people feel a little bit better. In fact, we kind of like them feeling a little bit worse, so worse that they want to transform their lives. That's what we're all about. And if that's what you're about and you want to be part of that, every one of those transformation stories becomes one of your stories because you contributed. And you can't contribute any more effectively than to pay for somebody to go through one of our workshops, to give a scholarship to somebody that couldn't afford it, because they are the best things. I mean, you've heard the testimonies and you've seen the results. It's not an accident. It's really an amazing time. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us in some way, we really, really do need your help. We would be so grateful. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. My big, huge thanks to Dr. Jill Hubbard. So appreciate you. And to Dr. Dave Stoop, appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us and share your wisdom, and bless you. And to all of you who listen and support us, so thankful. Never take you for granted. We know it's not easy to support a ministry. I hope you have a great, wonderful tomorrow and the rest of the day. And we'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.